We have Fred Taylor on the line, and he's available to answer some questions.
Hi, Fred.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going well. Congratulations on your deal. This is Tim Graham from ESPN.com. I just wanted to ask if there were other teams that were interested that maybe you didn't meet with, and if you could just sum up how difficult this decision was, or maybe it was pretty easy.
The Patriots in Buffalo were the only teams to show early interest. And the visit in Buffalo went real well, but the Patriots just felt like it was the place to be after talking to Coach Belichick and, looking at everything, looking at the caliber of players they have. I mean, pretty much it's a no-brainer. Who wouldn't want to play there in New England? They've been the most successful organization in the last decade or so. And, it feels like a good fit with Tom, Randy, Wes Welker, you know, Kevin, all the other guys, Lawrence. It's going to be a good fit. And they have great defense. It gets you the ball back. And when you weigh all those options, for me, it's a no-brainer. And we got the deal done quick. They said they would. And that's why they're a first-class organization, knows how to win. That's why it's easy to choose it.
Now, their backfield has a lot of players with NFL credentials. How do you see your role fitting in with the guys already on the team?
Well, I fit in with all of my teammates, college, high school, here in the NFL for 11 years in Jacksonville. My mom, I always tell people my mom had 5 kids, and I'm the oldest, so I had to learn how to share with my siblings. Just like the guys I play with, we always work well no matter what, and it'll be the same way in New England.
There's no set number of carries that keeps you happy?
No, there's no set number of carries. Ever since I got in the league, I've been trying to make it go the distance on one carry. That's, you know, just I got to have that mindset to take advantage of each one. So, I mean, my job is just to come in there and try to help the squad win whatever it takes. I'm going to be ready. I can guarantee that much. I'm going to be ready to play. So, you know, each opportunity I get, I try to make it happen.
How difficult is it to leave Jacksonville, Fred, after 11 years? You were kind of the poster child for that team, really.
Jacksonville, it was home the past 11 years. And there's no hiding it. Met a lot of people, made a lot of friends, just the kids in that community. Everything. Yeah, naturally, I'm going to miss it, but I do understand the business aspect of it all. And just another chapter that's closed. Now it's time to start a new one and go forward. I told Mr. Weaver when this is all said and done, and, you know, in a couple years or whatever, I'll personally call him and tell him I'm ready to retire a Jaguar. But as for now, I got football to play for the Patriots, and that's just part of the business.
Who do you know on the team, Fred?
I know quite a few guys from playing them throughout my career. Of course, the playoffs, the last 4 years or whatever. I know Vince. I know Kevin. I've been knowing Kevin since college. I've been knowing for. I know Lawrence, Richard, Teddy, Randy. I know quite a few of the guys. And I'm ready to just join the squad, take a place in line and do what I can to help the team, help this thing roll.
Fred, did you give any thought at all to the fact that the Patriots seem to have had a lot of success with running backs with experience? Guys like Corey Dillon, Antoine Smith, even more recently with Sammy Morris and Lamont Jordan. Both of them seemed to prosper a little bit last year. They seem to be a very veteran-friendly type of team, especially for running backs.
Yeah, they have a very smart organization across the board. Then Coach Fears, I mean, he knows how to get the guys going. You know, meeting with him this past week, he really knows how to get the guys going. You know, whoever's hot, you know, this team, they know how to stay in these ball games, put up points. So, obviously, they know what they're doing. But the backs that they bring in there, you know, they just go in there, you know, blue collar and try and make some stuff happen. I've seen all of them on tape. They all run hard. Kevin, you know, his thing, never been to a Pro Bowl, hey, but he gets it done, and he helped the team get win championships. So those guys are, they just want to work. So I'll be glad to fit in with that group, and we can all, you know, compete and try to make the squad better.
When you left here, Fred, did you know, was your mind made up at that point, or did you need some time to think it over?
I was halfway there when I got off the plane. It was pretty much I had to come home and check with the boss, the boss lady, and make sure she was happy. And ultimately, it's my decision, but you got to make sure you check in with the boss first. I was ready to sign before I left. And, you know, we just had to work out some, you know, small numbers and make it happen. Everything went well. It went perfect.
And the boss lady's okay with this?
The boss lady is absolutely grateful, and she's fine with it.
Fred, for some of us coming in late to the call, we couldn't get in. Could you just recap again what put it over the top for the Patriots and what made you decide to go with them over Buffalo? Because I know you also had a stop in Buffalo.
Yes, like I said, Buffalo was a very good visit. They were a very good visit, first class. And they made you feel like you should be there. But ultimately, you know, with the success of the Patriots, as well as getting there, meeting Coach Belichick, after, you know, knowing his background, meeting some of the other coaches, it just felt like it was the right thing to do. With guys like Tom Brady, Randy Moss, Wes Welker, I mean, the defense, it, I mean, that's what you're, that's, those are the type of opportunities you look for. And then you got to go and try and take advantage of it. So I'm real thankful and blessed at the same time that I was able to get this free agent thing behind me. I've always wanted to experience it throughout my career, but it didn't last very long, and that's the good part about it. And I'm ready to go to work.
Fred, where are you right now?
I'm in South Florida at my home.
Okay. Fred, it's well documented that you and Maurice Jones-Drew had a real good relationship in Jacksonville. How do you see him doing with the Jaguars?
I think Maurice is going to do fine. He's actually been pretty much the bulk of the offense the past couple of years. He knows what to do with the football. And he'll lead that team. He'll definitely lead that team. He's a little fiery competitor. You can see it on tape every time he either hit somebody with a crushing blitz pickup, or he's trying to run somebody over, or even break a tackle. He does it all, catches the ball well. So he's going to be, I call him my young LT, as in LaDainian Tomlinson. He can do it just like LT can. So he's ready to show it.
I was asking you if you've talked to him at all.
Yeah, I talked to Mo a lot. He's actually coming down to South Florida to start training next week. So we'll get some workouts in together. And we, like I said, we developed a great relationship. He's a great character person, and I tell him never to lose that, you know, because the league can change you. But I just told him always be himself. You know, he's very likable. He's just naturally outgoing. So Mo, he's going to call me for advice, and I'm going to give him all the advice that I can give him. Until they come up to Foxborough this year.
Are you looking forward to that?
Not as a revenge thing or anything like that, but those are guys I practice against and guys, you know, that I've been knowing for some years now. It'll be fun. Football, you want to make it fun. And just look forward to each opportunity, but that'll be a good one. And I'll just probably have a little bit more fun knowing that I know those guys all personally.
Fred, I apologize if someone has asked you this question already, but what, if anything, has Coach Belichick and the rest of the New England Brain Trust told you about what they anticipate your role being on this team?
No one has said anything. No one has said anything. What I can tell you is I anticipate just coming in competing, you know, trying to make the guys in my position better. They're going to try and make me better. And I plan on bringing some positive energy in and, you know, doing whatever I can to help the team win, whatever that is. So that's where we are with that.
We have a couple final questions for Fred. All right.
Fred, I guess just one last one about your visit to Buffalo again. Now, you mentioned that
before you even got off the plane. You were halfway there to New England. Is that just because of the tradition and everything, you kind of, you know the lay of the land even before you got to Buffalo? Or can you maybe elaborate on that a little bit? Or was the excitement level about the Patriots too much to pass up?
Yes. The thing is, the Patriots, it's no hiding their success. I mean, it's right there in front of you, how they've been the past, 10 years. Always been a team that when you compete versus them, bring out your best, because they are the best. And, Buffalo was a good visit. Then they had Marcus Stroud there and Coach Jerron, who was in Jacksonville with me early. And I respect him and a lot of admiration for him. But, the Patriots, it's just a good opportunity, a well-organized team. You have legends. You have Tom Brady. You have Randy Moss, who we came in together in 98, and you know what he can do. You got Wes, who can catch anything underneath and open some things up. And the type of system that they run, now you have all that in mind. And then when you get here and you meet everybody, and it was pleasant. Everybody was, very open, very upfront, honest. And I felt like that's the type of situation I need to be in. And that just kind of sealed everything. And then we took some time to hammer all the logistics out. And now I'm a Patriot. I'm thankful.
What's the boss lady's name, Fred?
Andrea.
Andrea, thank you.
And then the magical two-word phrase hasn't been mentioned yet, Fred, but given your age, the thought of a Super Bowl, how much did that play into where you wanted to land? And because you are, to be realistic, there aren't many years left.
That window has been closing for some time now. Ever since the Titans knocked us off in 99, that window has been closing. I haven't been close in a while, but the number one thing about that is you just go and compete. Nothing's guaranteed. So that wasn't ultimately that's not the thing that made me make my decision. You know what they're about. And just give them a shot. They're the most consistent team. So if I'm going to go anywhere, they stood out first. They didn't sit on their hands like a lot of teams want to sit back and wait and see what's going to go. That's why they're successful. They move quick, and that's what happens. When you move quick, you get what you want half the time. So I'm glad I'm a Patriot now. I'm ready to go to work and see how this season turns out.
Thanks, Fred.
All right.
All right. Thank you, Fred. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Fred.
Appreciate it, guys.
Thank you, Fred. Good luck.